keep calling your name
until you come back home.
Until you come back home.
And that was I Don't Want to Live Forever by Zayn Malik and Taylor Swift. Listen to Mornings Live and Local on Brisbane Youth Radio 1197 AM and Digital Radio and online at phoenixradio.com.au. Okie dokie. So, QPAC's annual Festival of Arts and Entertainment for Children Out of the Box is less than a month away. This morning in Redbank Plains, more than 100 Year 3 students have been involved in launching one of the special events for this year's Out of the Box. 35 schools across Queensland will take part in what's called Dance Like No One Is Watching. So, what is it? John Kotsas is the Chief Executive of QPAC. Good morning, John.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Not too bad yourself. So, what is Dance Like No One... What is Dance Like No One Is Watching?
Well, it's a culmination of a series of workshops that have been happening between Redbank Plains, down as far as the Gold Coast hinterland and north of the North Coast, where we've been involved with about 35 to 40 schools. And what we're doing is putting dance teachers, dance teacher artists, into schools to work with teachers to help kids build their artistic literacy. And the reason we're doing that is artistic literacy actually helps build emotional literacy. And we think the most important thing to help kids do is actually build their personal resilience. And these workshop programs actually do that. They actually build confidence for kids.
Awesome. So what's been happening there in Redbank Plains this morning?
Well, this morning I was just watching a workshop. We've got four teacher artists working in a classroom with children who are in year three, and they're teaching them a whole range of movement. And the purpose of that is really both to actually help the kids start to move, which helps them engage the rest of their body and they learn quicker, but also with providing some in-service training for teachers, so that when we leave, the teachers will be able to maintain the workshops as well. This all culminates in 4 weeks when they all come to QPAC for a really large dance party as part of Out of the Box. And when they come back, a couple of days later, they have a similar big celebration dance party for their school here at the school grounds.
That's amazing. Sorry.
What's the age group target for this?
Well, the festival is aimed at children 0 to 8, 8 and under, but this actual workshop is aimed at children who are in year 3 or year 4.
Okay.
Nice. So 7, 8.
Yeah.
So I believe Out of the Box is between June 26th and July 1st this year?
That's correct.
Awesome. Yeah. And while we have you on the phone at the moment, it's been announced that QPAC is getting a new theatre. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. For some time now, QPAC's been working at almost full capacity. We have four theatres, and our attendances are very high, and we think that the Queensland public actually love attending live performance. And so we've been prosecuting a case that it's time for us to think about another theatre and to actually build one and to have the possibility of more productions and more attendances at QPAC. This is really a strategic decision by the government to build a new theatre because it's really about building the future. This theatre will actually service new and emerging artists now. It's about for new audiences and will also help the local companies grow into the next level of space. At the moment, we've got a theatre, the Playhouse, which is 850 seats. And then once companies like particularly Queensland Ballet have outgrown that, the next space for them is the Lyric Theatre, which is a huge 2,000-seater. The new theatre, which will be about 1,500 seats, is an interim step and will help companies be able to grow their audience and their capacity to actually fill these spaces. So it's an exciting time for us.
Good morning, John. Just Al here. Just want to say it's actually so exciting to hear that news coming from QPAC and especially from yourself being the chief executive. I've been to QPAC and it's many different theatres many times and love with the acoustics, seen many performance entertainers, bands there. So I'm very happy to hear that there is an expansion happening. So it's great news for people like myself who are really happy to go and see a QPAC production. So I wanted to ask, what is your approximate time for that opening or what the plans for expansion are?
Well, we will start now. Now that the announcement's been made and the funds have been allocated, we will start planning, and I would hope that we're opening the doors and welcoming the first audiences in about 4 years' time. But in the meantime, we have to start doing programs to prepare to actually start building numbers. At the moment, we sell about 1 million tickets, and we have about another 300,000 people that come to QPAC for free events. So our attendances are about 1.3 million. I hope that when we open the new theatre, we'll have about another couple of 100,000 people who are prepared to buy tickets. So what we've got to do now is start setting programs that encourage our audiences to grow to about, you know, 1.2 million sold tickets and 300,000 to 400,000 free tickets.
I'm certain that you'll reach that number purely because of the reputation QPAC has to put on fantastic shows and its ambience and how easy it is to just secure tickets there. It's a great company, and it is very good to hear this sort of news. And thank you for saying that. 4 years, actually, not a lot of time to build and expand. That's it's quite amazing.
No, yeah, it's not a lot of time, but I think the team at QPAC are all, it's a great team. They're very professional and very focused. And we've been thinking about how we might do this for a number of years now. And now that we've got the green light, you know, today's day one, and the team's really focused on how we might achieve those goals.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Before we let you go, how do we find out more information about the Out of the Box Festival?
What I'll do is I'll get Cindy, our publicist, to actually call in with the website address, and probably the best place to get all the information is the website address for Out of the Box.
That's awesome. So we'll get her on the line after this song break. Again, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Awesome. So right now we have Burn by Ellie Goulding here on Phoenix Radio.